Siman Shin Lamed, Sif Dalad. The Mechaber discusses three stages after Leah's birth in terms of what status of a chayla she has. It's nagei over here in the Shabbos. It's also nagei in the Chosim Kippurim. The Gabi Yolet is eating if Yom Kippur falls out within a few days after she gave birth. The Mechaber says the first 3 days after she gives birth, she's considered a chayla she yesh pesakana, a chayla who's still in danger. Even if she says that she has 90 chilul Shabbos done for her, we are mechal Shabbos for her for all the things that are typically done for Yoledes in the first 3 days after birth. And we know these things, Mishnah says, because we hear from her friends, from other ladies, we know which things are typical to be needed. And there's no doctor or there's no midwife expert available, we can assume that she needs these things done. Because this is the standard, these things need to be done. Even though it's possible, she could wait until Matzah Shabbos, we don't take chances, we don't listen to her. Maybe she just got weak now and she doesn't want to eat any food, or she doesn't understand the situation, and really she needs good hot cooked food. And therefore we cook food for her on Shabbos, if that's what we need to do. We don't rely on her eating cold food or other things that regular people will eat, because we have to be more careful and not take a chance. Unless there's a doctor or a midwife, an expert over here who says that she doesn't need it, then we could trust them if they say she could wait till the end of the day not to have anything hot. The Magen Avraham says that nowadays the elders, they eat on Shabbos the food that was cooked yesterday. The Mishnah Berurah says all depends on the case, all depends on the situation. Now, how do we figure out 3 days? So first, Mishnah Berurah brings a shita that 3 days do not go me'es leis. Does not mean 72 hours. Rather, it means like Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If she gave birth Wednesday night or Thursday, then Shabbos is still the third day, or Mechal Shabbos for her on Shabbos. However, if she gave birth on Wednesday, we say Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's it. And once it comes Shkia time, once it comes Friday night, and Shabbos is already the fourth day, and no longer Mechal Shabbos for her. That's the Magen Avraham says. Now, Mishnah Berurah says that if you look in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, the Gra over there in Bi'ah Gra argues in this and says, no, it's 72 hours. And he says that from the Lashon of the Rosh and Baba Kama, it seems they hold like this, that means real 72 hours. And the truth is, Mishnah Berurah says in the Tshuvas Rosh, it's clear, like the Gra's understanding of the Shittah of the Rosh, and the Ritva in Shabbos Perek Les, the Mila is Mavur like this. And the Eliyahu says that from the Issa Hatter, also it's Mashba, that goes a real 72 hours. Mishnah Berurah says he later found in Nezi Yisrael brings the Beis Ephraim also 72 hours. Therefore, whether for Malacha Shabbos or for eating on Yom Kippur, we go by 72 hours. That's Taka the Psak nowadays. On Yom Kippur, we let a lady eat regular, not just Pachas Mikasher, but eat regular until 72 hours from her birth, even if it's on Yom Kippur. So that's the first 72 hours. Then, the next stage, the Shulchan Aruch says, is from day 3 to day 7. And this also, the Mishnah Berurah says, goes, Me'es Le'es, it goes not 72 hours, but 168 hours from birth. From 72 hours to 168 hours from birth, that's a stage of day 3 to 7. It goes me'es le'es. It goes from minute to minute, from hour to hour. There's no mixing with kulois or anything like that. And Mishnah Berurah says, especially, the Gabi Yom Kippur definitely was a real risk if we don't let her eat, or we don't tell her to eat when she should be eating, definitely go by me'es le'es. 24 times 3, 24 times 7 hours. So what's halach from day 3 to 7? The halach is that if she says that she does not need chilul Shabbos done for her, we believe her, or not mechal Shabbos for her. The stomach is we are mechal Shabbos for her. However, if she says that she doesn't need chilul Shabbos, then we trust her. Unless it's a doctor or some expert there who says to mechal Shabbos for her, that overrides her. If her friends say that she needs chilul Shabbos, she says she doesn't. Between day 3 and 7, we listen to her. Only a doctor could override her at that point. Now the opposite, if she says she needs chilul Shabbos done for her, even the doctor says she doesn't need, we listen to her. Leave it there, Maris Nafsha, like it says in Singapurim, and rely on her. From day 7 on until day 30, we're not machal Shabbos for her, but she has no chilul she'ein bo sakana, assuming that she has no other illness going on, and we're not machal Shabbos for her. However, as the rules of chilul she'ein bo sakana, we can do amir la'akim on her behalf and tell a goy to machal Shabbos for her, even do malach deraisa. Sif Hei, the Mechaber says, there was a lady who's giving birth, she's in labor, and unfortunately she passes away, she dies in childbirth, and the baby's still inside. We bring a knife on Shabbos, even from Rishis Rabbim, carrying a Rishis Rabbim, to cut her open, try to get the baby out, maybe the baby's still alive. And Mishnah Berurah explains the Chiddush here is only the fact that we're carrying the knife from Rishis Rabbim. The fact we cut her open at this point is not a Chiddush, it's not a Malacha, since she's dead, it's just like cutting flesh, cutting meat. The Maisa nowadays, we don't do this, and the Ramah explains the reason is, because even during the week, we have no reason to do this anymore. It's hard for us to tell exactly which moment's considered she's dead. Maybe she just fainted, lost consciousness. By the time that we're certain that she's dead and she's no longer alive, at that point we know there's no chance that the child is still alive inside of her. Therefore, there's no reason to do this, and we'd not be allowed Mechal Shabbos for this, because we know there's no chance the child is still alive. Only in the old days knew exactly what was the moment of Misa. At that point, even if there's an outside chance the child is still alive, even though he has no Cheskes Chaya, he wasn't born yet, still they be Mechal Shabbos, try to get him out. But nowadays, it's not applicable. By the time we know she's dead, there's no chance the child is still alive anymore.